Welcome to the Dr. Nikki Star Show, a podcast to support you in your spiritual awakening and personal development. As a spiritual teacher, healer, and intuitive coach, my intention is to empower you to live your ultimate potential and your ultimate life. As a former medical doctor and mystic, my role is to bridge the gap between science and spirituality to support you in understanding more of your multidimensional aspects. I share on a diverse range of topics, and it's all to support your greatest becoming. My mission is to continue reaching millions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind for the creation of the new earth. Thank you for being here. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. I'm your host, Dr. Nikki Star, and today we are talking love and relationships again, and this time on the topic, she's spiritual and he's not. So what do I mean by this? So often when working with clients, both with women and with couples, I so often hear the complaint that the woman feels like either A, there's no spiritual guys out there. Where are all the spiritual guys? And B, where in the relationship, the woman is often complaining that the man is not doing spiritual practices like she does, or he's not doing personal development like she is. And I really feel it's so important to address this topic because with this topic, us women, we have an aspect of responsibility here. And I want to share this podcast for men as well, because I don't believe in shaming anyone. And I think that men are oftentimes not given credit for where they are showing up and the ways in which they are showing up that actually are spiritual. And so this episode is both for men and women. I invite you to share this with your partner if you are a man or a woman. And if you know someone or a couple that is going through a challenging time around spirituality, I really invite you as well to share this. Now, I want you to know that I have been in relationship where I have felt this way. I also want you to know that I have worked with couples that when they have presented, they have felt this way. And I want you to know that it all turned out better than okay, that the couples were able to find their way to where they both felt there was a spiritual evolution and personal development happening for the individual and for the couple. And that it gets to be fun and beautiful, and it doesn't have to be full of heartache or any of that. It does require us to see the other person. It does require us to focus on the good and the positive. And I really love this topic, to be honest with you, because I love love and I love relationships. And I feel that, as you know, if you've been listening to so many episodes, I really feel that relationships are the forefront for our greatest spiritual becoming, our personal development, our greatest becoming. Without relationships, it's like we really can't see ourselves and we can't see the places that are wanting more love, that are wanting to show up with greater connection. And harmony is key and foundational. So first and foremost, do I believe that spirituality and spiritual practice is important for a relationship to go the distance, and especially a relationship that is in support of our greatest becoming? Yes. Do I believe that both the individuals and the couple are best served when they have spiritual practice? Yes. Do I feel that it's possible for any couple to engage and find their way, even if there's no spiritual practice happening now, and even if there's disconnection happening right now? Yes. And as I've spoke about in past episode, the number one most important thing is willingness. So that both couples are really wanting to go the distance. Both couples are wanting to show up whatever it takes. And of course, both couples are willing to show up
from a space of openness, being open to trying something new, trying something different, and also an openness of full acceptance, of the other, unconditional love for the other. You clearly love each other, or if you're just dating, you're clearly attracted to each other, and there is an energy bringing you together. And I invite you not to give up so easily, especially if you really feel that there could be something great here. And I do feel that it is the spiritual practice that will also support the relationship in coming together. And I like to use my own personal experiences in these podcast episodes because I like to share from experience. I feel like someone can just spout knowledge, but wisdom comes from experience. And so I want to share examples of I want to share a personal example, and I also want to share an example of a couple that I worked with for a really long time. And I think they're quintessential examples. But before I get into those examples, I want to first say that, ladies, your responsibility is to bring the spirituality to relationship. And we can even look at something like the Jewish tradition. In the Jewish tradition, I'm not Jewish, but I have been in many Jewish communities with friends. And I have, even in the past, I dated a Jewish man. And so, of course, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I witnessed and what I have learned, and I have been one of the women at the Shabbat dinners on Friday, is that the women bring the light. That's why the women light the candles, the women set the table. Like, the women are creating that sacred space for the dinner, which is a spiritual ritual, which is a ceremony to happen. And in spirituality, when we think of the masculine and the feminine, it is the feminine that brings the spirituality to the relationship. So, ladies, please be compassionate with your man if he is not doing the same kind of spiritual practices as you. Because I remember when I was wanting to manifest my beloved in, there came a point where I had a realization that a man will not be spiritual in the same way that I am. And the truth is, I probably don't want a man that's spiritual exactly the way I am, because creates attraction and chemistry, that really juicy magnetic pull, is when we're polar opposites, not when we're exactly the same. And I have dated men that were very similar to me, like almost like identical on paper, but just male and female. And honestly, that yummy chemistry, that passion, that intense attraction, it actually wasn't even there. So for you ladies that are looking for your man, and for you ladies in relationship and you're feeling disappointed by your man, I want you to know that if he were to show up in his spirituality the same as you, you actually might not even be attracted to him. Because the truth is, a real masculine man won't be doing the same things as you. And as a practitioner and student of David Deida and polarity practices, even during practice, our roles are completely different. When we're in polarity practice, it is the man's role to empty, to be in stillness, to be grounded. And it is the feminine's role to be full expression. Like, you're not thinking about breathing. He's thinking about breathing. You hold different roles in the relationship. So ladies, your role in relationship is to bring the spirituality. And it's not in a mothering way, because that's masculine and that's emasculating. When you're being like a mother, you're being in a masculine role. You're telling him what to do. This is a turnoff. This is not going to work. But if it is inviting and enticing, like as if you are both trying new things and you're like, hey, I've learned about this practice, and you're not teaching him ever. So it's either you go to a workshop or an event, or you play a video where on the video they are sharing what to do and what the practice is, or you go to an event, or you listen to a guided meditation that you press play, but you are not the one that is teaching him or guiding him. No, that is not your role. Your role is not teacher or guide for him. Absolutely not. your role can be, though, the one that introduces, like, oh, I heard about this. Do you want to try it? Do you want to try it with me? I'm really excited to try this. And then he can decide yes or no. Because that's what I have found to be successful in my relationships, is really inviting him along for the journey. So with my beloved now, he never went to ecstatic dance before, for example. And ecstatic dance is one of my favorite spiritual practices. I love it so much. I am not a teacher or a guide of ecstatic dance. Of course, I can facilitate dance, and I can facilitate, and I do facilitate experiences on my retreats, etc. But when I'm with my beloved, I am not being any form of teacher. I am inviting. And even that, like, you have to be really careful with the invitation, that it's like, normally it's the man that takes the lead. So it's more like putting him in the leadership role, sharing your excitement for something like, oh, I'm so excited to try this, or, oh my gosh, I would love to go to this class. Like, do you want to come with me? So then he gets to make the decision, not let's go to this. No, that is masculine. That is you telling him what to do. This will not create polarity. This will likely turn him off. He's likely going to say no. So that's number one, ladies. So first and foremost, take responsibility for being the spiritual muse, right? So I didn't say the spiritual teacher. I said the spiritual muse. And so part of that is, how are you showing up in your spiritual practice, in the personal development that you do, that inspires him to be like, oh, I want to try that? Because similarly, I did that with breath work. There were breath workshops happening in Ibiza, and I was like, oh, I would love to try this. Like, and I've like heard so many great things about breath work for men and blah, blah, blah. Like, do you want to go? Do you want to try it? What do you think? And he came, and we went multiple times, and it was wonderful. And it was like, oh, wow, like my dreams are even being realized. And I remember there was another, I think it was for solstice, there was a sacred union circle. And I was like, oh yeah, like I feel the codes for these. And I remember he was in the UK and he was planning to fly back the next day, the day after the event. And then I said, hey, I really wanted to go to this, and I'm going to go to this. Like, I love if you could come. Like, what do you think? And he changed his travel plans and arranged it to be there with me. And he loved it. I was never forcing. I was super unattached. So that's really important, is to be unattached. And the other key that's so important. So you're one, being the spiritual muse. You're two, being the example. Like, you are genuinely loving it. You are genuinely doing it. He can see how beneficial it is for you. But the third thing is really seeing that men are spiritual in their way. So I remember at one point my understanding of spirituality changed, where I feel that being spiritual is not like how many yoga classes you go to, how many breathwork sessions you've done, like how many yoga poses you can do, how flexible. And that is not spirituality. Spirituality is how loving and compassionate and kind you can be in every moment. And this is a measure of spirituality. And men being in their power is a measure of spirituality in a way that's empowering. Of course, not the overpowering patriarch that suppresses other people. No, it's not this kind of masculine energy, but there's that loving, fierce, strong masculine, where you're a strong masculine with a soft heart. And there are many men out there, men who are very generous, excellent providers, loving, kind, thoughtful, and they don't have to do spiritual practice. They just exist like that. And for many spiritual women, this actually could be a great match. Like, you don't need a guy that's going to do yoga with you. You don't need a guy that's going to meditate with you. Will he? Could he be willing to? And could he do it in some moments? Yes. So for example, when I remember being in Malibu and, you know, calling in my beloved. And then I started to realize, I'm like, actually, I feel like if he just went to the gym every day, or if he just surfed or had some kind of practice, that was meditative, that was good for him, that he did every day that was like his go-to, like that would be enough for me. And that's the thing. Like, it could be something that's like going to the gym. He could be a runner, a biker. He could do triathlons, like whatever it is that is that repetitive daily practice that you get better and better in mind, body, or spirit. Even someone who plays a sport regularly, like tennis or golf, and I don't mean like golf where you just go and drink with your buddies, like not this kind of golf, but where they actually like get better at the sport and, you know, they really play it. Like this too, this is how men have their spiritual practice too. Something to be present with, fully present, fully online. The mind is fully present with the activity. That's enough of a meditation, because the truth is a meditation is a one point of focus. And so I'm sharing this because men, you may be more spiritual than you think. And do I think that it would serve everyone to do some sort of healing and personal development in relation to traumas, wounds, and triggers from your childhood or any other aspect of life or time in your life where you experience wounds, traumas, or triggers? Absolutely, because I do feel it's our responsibility to heal and return to the wholeness and the love that we are so that we don't pass it on to our future generations. And it will only help our relating, only help it. So here's where it is your responsibility, men, to do some sort of personal development work, but how you do it is up to you. And do I think that spiritual practice is great? Yes, because this is how we can be our own healer. So sometimes the gym or some physical activity may not be enough, something like meditation or breath work to go a bit deeper into ourselves to really activate self-awareness on another level. These are things that are really powerful for self-healing and for transformation, because the more self-aware we become, the more we can make different choices and act instead of react and respond instead of react. So it's really, instead of it being involuntary and just like a knee-jerk reaction, we're really conscious of what we're doing in every moment. And this is going to help business. This is going to help all of our relations. And this goes for women too. And so even if you're not spiritual in the more traditional way of being spiritual, this is an invitation to see where you can become more self-aware. And so now I want to share about my story with my beloved, where he wasn't outwardly spiritual at all, but I don't know, the universe really brought us together. And the more I got to know him, the more I saw there was this aspect of him that was innately spiritual. He was probably one of the deepest men, like really could eye gaze with me, like in a way that I broke my gaze first, which was very rare. Like, cause I even hosted workshops where it was like eye gazing, you know, like I love to eye gaze. It's one of my hobbies, you know, and to have that level of depth and that level of depth where you can really meet someone in full presence and be fully present, that level of intimacy, you know, I know men who go to workshops for that, right? And he was able to meet me there just as deeply. And the more I got to share about my healthy lifestyle and habits of how I don't drink and I'm substance free and I prefer to really be as natural as possible, he started to share his background of how he got into the gym and bodybuilding when he was like 13 or 12 or something really young. And that for most of his life, he didn't drink any alcohol and really was like eating Brussels sprouts and chicken, like wouldn't even have sugar or anything because he cared about his body and he wanted to look a certain way and he would work hard in the gym. So that mattered to him. And so I saw where his innate way of being was more spiritual. And he's like, yeah, oftentimes I was the designated driver and he didn't really care for the alcohol, even though I had met him in a phase when he was in Ibiza, and Ibiza is known to be a party island, but it's also known to be very spiritual. And so interestingly, him being here, there are many spiritual events that go on in the island. So he started getting exposed to my world before meeting me, so then he could understand more of the unique archetype of being that I am, and about my meditation practices and about ceremonies and the nuances of different rituals. Like, he sat in on them. And so it was nice because it was like there was an introduction into my world, and he was able to receive me with even more unconditional love. But the thing that also was the main thing that attracted me to him was I saw how he was such a caretaker. Like, he would go around and ask everyone, are you okay? Can I get you a drink? Can I get you anything? Like, really taking care of others. And I hadn't really seen it to that level. Like, he was highly in service, like really making sure everyone is okay. And that's like a beautiful trait in a man, right? Because men, you know, oftentimes women want to feel like they're taken care of by their man, right? And of course, in relationship, we're taking care of each other, but there's this beautiful like provider essence in that. And I really saw that and I was like, wow, that's really beautiful. And it took us time. And, you know, even him leaving behind habits like the alcohol, that really wasn't his true nature. Like, for some reason, I was able to hold space. And then he started attending things with me and trying things on, trying different breath works and meditation practice. He would join me for different rituals, for full moon rituals. And it was because no matter what, I was going to do that in my life. And I was like, hey, I'm going to do this ritual now. Do you want to join me? And I did my best to remain unattached. And then, you know, introducing him to different body workers and different things that now I could see where in the morning I want to be still and meditate, but he loves to go for a run and a swim and be active. And then we both go to the gym, but I have found that it's really important that as long as he's doing something, that it's great. And in moments where, like, I've done a lot of deep work, right, around childhood stuff, my conception stuff. I've done like the whole rebirthing sessions. Like, I've done so much work for a decade, right? And there's aspects of his past from his career that now that he sees how much I do to be the best me, he's inspired to do that. So now he's looking into doing EMDR because he really should have done that after you're complete with the military and you've had certain experiences. I feel like it should be a requirement. But he's such a strong person and a strong-minded person that he really wasn't self-identifying that he needed any kind of support like that. But now he sees the benefit that I've explained, like it's our responsibility for the future of our children to heal these aspects and to clear things from the psyche and the mind. And even though I have always felt complete with plant medicines because I tried them, he never really went on that journey. So I'm even open because I'm in full compassion, unconditional love, and I really want what's best for him. That I'm like, you know what? I thought I wanted a guy that would have been complete with that, but it sounds like you haven't had that experience yet. It would be good for you to have those downloads. Plus, given your military background, I think it could be a great way to just purge some energies. And that's the beauty of the spirituality. Like, we don't have to be on the same exact level or have done the same exact things. Like, I'm a spiritual teacher as my trade, as my mission, my purpose. I do feel in the future he has the potential to be, he still works with people in a coaching manner with mindset and physique, like through personal training and things like that, and nutrition and all that. But as you go on your journey, this is where you develop the wisdom. And I didn't have to tell him or push him. I feel in moments he chose to rise up so our relationship could go to the next level. Because if you are, as a woman, on a fast track of ascension, and men, if you are dating a woman who is steeped in spirituality and is constantly in her personal development work, the relationship won't be able to go the distance if you're not also doing your work in some way. But ladies, be careful that you're not pushing your agenda that you feel it needs to be in your way, the way that works for you, because everyone is different. But as long as there's that effort to try something new and the man is really showing up in his highest light to do the work, I really feel that a relationship can go the distance. Now I want to share about a couple that I worked with for many years, and I just love their story and their journey. And she really had more experiences with men than him before they came together. And when they came together, their life was very simple. And she had more of that drive in her to evolve, to create a business, to expand her business, to go deeper on her spiritual path. And he was really the embodiment of like unconditional love, whatever she wanted. And when they came to me, they were in a sexless marriage. And they both knew that they didn't want that. So they really came more for tantric breath work. And that began to open the door. And so that's always a beautiful place you can begin as a couple, is go to a practitioner or a healer or a coach or some type of facilitator that supports you in doing spiritual practice together. And then from there, they had practices to do together, because I shared tantric practices with them, breathwork practices, and even some relationship coaching tips and tools that really work that I will share in the bonus content of this episode. And what I found was it opened him up even more. And so because she was hungry and she was on her fast track of ascension, she continued on with coaching, et cetera, and she started to make more money than him. Her businesses expand. They've talked about retiring him because her businesses have catapulted. You know, she's opened up so many spaces and so many businesses that it was really him being more in a supportive role for her. And even still, they were committed to their relationship coaching work. And there were times that he didn't want to come. And there were moments where he was resistant. But it was important that he showed up, because as her money mentality evolved, you know, he created some tension in this space because some of his scarcity issues and thoughts and patterns would come up. And every time he would come to a coaching session, and they would come as a couple, their relationship would go to the next level. And it was so beautiful to watch their evolution. Eventually, they were having like 5-hour tantric sex rituals, and they were experiencing their life in such an abundant way, like far beyond anything that they could have imagined when they came, like even taking 5-star trips and first class travel all around the world while having their businesses and, you know, getting their dream cars and just fun cars and just really living a more fully expressed life based on their desires. And it got to the point that by the end of the 3 years, he really stepped into his magician hat. He was really the one that was suggesting, oh, we should do this ritual and we should do that manifestation practice. And it was so beautiful because she also just held space for him to go on the journey. She did at times say like, okay, we have this coaching session, but she was able to, through his resistance, just keep walking her path. And she never was like, I'm going to leave you or something like this, right? She just continued to walk her path. He saw her evolution. He also, though was resistant, chose to show up, and he stepped into his spirituality in a greater way. And their relationship evolved on all levels, in business, in finances, in love, in their sexuality. And this is possible for every couple. And I share these types of success stories because was he considered spiritual? No. Was she? Yes. Did they make it through? Yes. Were they both willing? Yes. Did they both walk their path in their unique way? Yes. Were they both open to trying new things? Yes. And always what I like to say is keep the spirituality light and fun. Because when we do that, then it's that much more palatable. You're willing to try new things. So I know that this episode is meant to inspire all couples that are going through challenging times. I know it's even meant to inspire you women that are still seeking your beloved, because he may not be exactly the way you think he's supposed to be, but he will be perfect for you. because maybe there are aspects of greater love and compassion and acceptance that you're being asked to step into. And so by him presenting differently than how you think, he will be the perfect medicine for you. And maybe he's not spiritual in the way you think he's spiritual, or that you want it to be, or that your expectation wants you to be, but you can believe that he is spiritual in his being, his way of being. And so I invite you, ladies, and I invite all ladies, to see men with fresh eyes, to see how they could be showing up as spiritual, even if they're not doing the same practices. And there's one more thing I do want to share about spirituality, whereas feminine and masculine spirituality is very different. Feminine spirituality is very expressed. It's like dancing. It's like cathartic emotions. It's very embodied. Masculine spirituality, on the other hand, is like what we think of spirituality, like meditating, silent, stillness, om, like this is more of the masculine spirituality. And it's almost like going into the ethers. Whereas the feminine is like, how much can you incarnate and feel and move and be present? Both are about being present, right? Because that's the ultimate goal. Like, how present can you be? And how much expanded consciousness can you have? But feminine and masculine embodiment of spirituality is completely different. Just as masculine and feminine beingness is completely different. And so may we open our hearts to that which is opposite to us. And may we choose to see where it is happening in front of us. And so I invite you to really love and appreciate the other. So if you are the masculine, appreciate the feminine. If you are the feminine, appreciate the masculine. And either way, be the spiritual muse. And I invite you to do it all in devotion to love and in devotion to healing the man-woman relationship. And so I'll see you inside the bonus content where we'll go a bit deeper and I'll share some practices to support the coming together of the masculine and feminine in a way that is more harmonious and that is more of that spiritual muse energy. And so thank you so much for being here. I will see you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. Please like this podcast and share it with anyone you feel would benefit. Subscribe to the podcast to receive bonus content. And remember, every Monday, the video version goes live on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for being on the Ascension Path with me and for doing this great work.